Mons and Pierre, director of National Intelligence, Dunkels, a man who often found himself at odds with his boss, President Trump, is stepping down. Trump has now replaced almost every senior member of his national security team since taking office. NPR National Security Correspondent the Green Mayor is in the studio and joins us now to talk about it. Well, Greg, hi there. So, what do we know is this point of this criminal Coastal Department departure? Were he pushed out? Well, it certainly looks like it. His departure has been a rumor for some time, so it really come as a surprise. And you look at history, he's cleaning out virtually everybody from his original national security and foreign police team. Coastal and one of the last survival, and it came in 20 this afternoon. And it's coming 20 this afternoon, typically after Trump fishing, and so people are often expecting his farewell and the bomb. Here is right and now, Coast and Trump have clashed in the past over intelligence matters. We know. Tell us about what happened. Yeah, you really have. Yes, they're real. I mean, one example was Coastal was tantrum and joining before G4's Security Intelligence Committee. President Trump had just said a couple things. The North Korean nuclear program no longer seemed to be a threat. Coastal went up and concentrated that with his testimony, saying the Earth assessment of the Intelligence Committee was that North Koreans would keep their nuclear weapons. So that was one example. Perhaps the one thing really captured was he was being interviewed last summer by Andrew McChugh of NBC. Middle conversation, he just thought of drop a bombshell on him. We can have a listen here. We would say we have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall. Said it again. What's just the capture? Just and the cost and his intelligence wrote large don't seem to be on the same page. That things will just come out left field. I mean, Costa was sort of caught and he tried to make a joke about it, and Putin don't actually make that and pick up there. But it really seemed to reflect the way it just seemed to be this difference. Disconnect the between Costa and his boss now. Of course, Coast or near Washington, his former senior amongst their things. What else can we tell about Greg? Well, I think we're interesting again this long conversation history. Very well responded. Mean manners were much established Republicans. One of the college dumped him the Mr. Rogers of the sentence, so the guy was very college and got along with everybody. Again, we were well known by everybody in Washington. He spent a lot of time with Trump, despite all these differences they have. Dan Coast and the CIA Director Gainer Hospital was rearing every morning and Trump's intelligence breaking. So, the President saw Coast almost every day. Coast operated behind the scenes. He didn't say a lot, he didn't come out often, but he was there every day, so the President was having FaceTime with him. And we know, so it's not like we were having contact, but now we are on his way out. What we know about Congressional Joint Refugee, who appeared to be replaced Coates, was the new head of the Attorney's. He is a Texas Republican congressman, very convincing, like in 2020. And the group that the congressman has ranked him not only the most, but one of the most convincing of the Congress. So that I think perhaps the most important things to know about him. Alright, that's NPR's Greg Mary. Thank you so much. Thank you. Ted, ever Roman, how placed women make community safer? I've been a police officer in an urban city for nearly 25 years. That's crazy. And in that time, I'm served in every rank, from police officer to police chief. A few years ago, I noticed something alarming. Starting in 2014, I started marketing recruits at the Syracuse Short Place Academy in the state of New Jersey, and I found a woman failing at ranking between 25% and 80% due to the wrong expecting of the physical fitness test. I learned that the changing the policy now requires recruits to pass the fit exam within 10 short workout sessions. That has a great impact on women. The change means that recruits have about 3 weeks out of 5 months long academy pass the fitness exam. This was don't make sense, thoughts. Police agents and police recruits had made a huge investment and to get the recruit into the academy. Police recruits had passed the length background check, they have passed the medical and the physical exam, they have quit the job. And many have spent more than $2,000 in fees and equipment just to get kicked off within the first 3 weeks. The direct situation in New Jersey led me to examine the situation of women in place across the United States. I found that women make up less than 13% of police officers, a number that have changed much in the past 20 years, and they make up just 3% of police chief as of 2013, the last time the data was collected. We know that we can improve these rates. Other countries like Canada, Australia, and the UK have nearly twice the amount of police women. And New Zealand is marching towards their goals to reduce gender power by 2021. Other countries are actually working to increase the number of women in policing because they know of vast body research evidence spending more than 50 years detailing the ability of women in policing. From that research, we know that police women were less likely to use force or to be actually to exciting force. We know that police women are less likely to be named in a lawsuit or sitting complaint. We know that the mere presence of police women reduce the rise of the family atmosphere. And we know that men are men same which are their male counterparts, and sometimes more, and yet more successful in diffusing violence or controlling behavior overall. So we are in the changing to be in place, we losing the to arbitrary fitting stamp due. The problem is United States has nearly 18,000 police agency, 18,000 agency with well-laid fitting standards. We know that a major of academy rely on measuring idea of police that work to decrease the number of women in police. The type of academy over less physical strength, with much less attention spent on subjects like communication, problem solving, and interpersonal communication skills. This results in training that does not marry the routine place. Physical agency is but a small component of place work. Much of an officer's day is spent in managing personal of conflicts. That's a risk of placing. There are my babies. And we can reduce the disparities in placing by changing exams that disparate outcomes. The federal courts have stated that men and women simply are not physical and the same forms proposed for physical fitness programs, and that based on sense. I have to stop my reading. So next time and next morning.